This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
I'm Allie and I live in Southern California. I'm a huge fan of OTI. Their joyful outlook on sobriety is what finally inspired me to quit drinking. I've been a member since day one and I'm rapidly approaching 365 days alcohol-free, which is unreal. I love that Ben and Shaz are not just the podcast hosts. They also openly engage with members during the multiple weekly Zoom meetings and interact on the community member forum. You will not find a more supportive group of people. There's nothing like this in the United States. I'm beyond grateful to be a part of the Sober Rebellion.
So if you want to join us, go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Well, this is unusual. This is really, really unusual. Welcome to Over the Influence. If you are just joining us for the first time and you're thinking, what is this all about? Basically, it's a brilliant podcast listened worldwide by, I can actually say this now, hundreds of thousands of people, and we sing about sobriety. A quick reintroduction as to who we are. My name is Sharon Hartley. I live in Lancashire in the northwest of England. Took a break from drinking almost 4 years ago now. I thought this is getting boring. There's got to be another way. So I took a 90-day break from boozing. Thought I would go back to getting sloshed daily on day 91. Kel surprise, it didn't happen. And here we are approaching 4 years alcohol-free. Hands down, the best thing I ever did. And to say it's life-changing is not an exaggeration. Talking more about that on this episode very, very shortly. I do not do this on my own. I'm joined by my very handsome co-host. He's still in one piece, which is very good. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Sharon. How are you? It's just about in one piece after the weekend. It wasn't a walk in the park what we did in Yorkshire this weekend. But my name is Ben Anderson. I am a podcast producer. I am nearly 2 years alcohol free. Never meant to be here. I initially gave up booze for 3 months, thinking I'd go back to boozing, you know, and I thought I'd try and rethink my drinking. I wanted a break, a bit like, what do they call it when they did it in Wales? We called it lockdown. They did a fire break, didn't they? Lockdown in Wales. I wanted a bit of a fire break with my drinking. I wanted to have a kind of a regroup and think, right, my drinking isn't... I was drinking more because I was stressed rather than it being something that I did for fun. And I think I am proof that you don't need a rock bottom to rethink your drinking. I'm really passionate about that. I think that everybody can benefit from giving up booze for a bit. And you know what, Shaz? I'm looking at not just one, which is our usual way that we do this podcast with one guest. I'm looking at a lot of faces who are nodding here because, you know, we've all rethought our drinking. It's done stuff for us in our lives that we never thought was possible. And it's changed us in ways that we never thought we could imagine. So, I mean, Shaz, why have we got so many people on the podcast today?
Well, I'll explain in just a sec. I've got reservations about this episode of this podcast simply because Ben likes order. Ben likes an agenda. He likes to highlight things. He likes things just so. So normally, as Ben was saying there, we have one guest, we have a good old chat with the guest, and it's all about our guest stories. On this recording today, we've got one, two, three... Ben, there are four guests. Are you okay, yes, hon, with this?
I am. I've never, ever produced or edited a podcast with six people on it before. So I think this is going to be really testing my professional limits. But you know what, Shaz? After the weekend, I can do anything. I'm up for the challenge.
We can do absolutely anything. I'm concerned because it just means I'm going to have to shut up, actually, because I never stop talking. So I need to stop wanging on as per usual and allow our fabulous community members to have their say. So this is a special episode of Over the Influence because the weekend we have just had has been, can I swear, it's been bloody incredible. It's been amazing. It's been a group of our community members coming together to tackle and complete in one piece the Yorkshire Three Peaks. We will, of course, talk a bit about the physical challenge, but what became apparent after the weekend is that for so many people, it really was life-changing. It was brilliant. It cemented friendships. There was no sort of having to explain why you don't drink and no, none of this, just have one. It was about connection, support, motivation and inspiration. Everything that is over the influence in a nutshell. So we have got Danny on the call. We have got Kerry. We have got Neil. We have got Sarah. And not forgetting Ben, of course, who also completed the marathon in the mountains. I think, Ben, I'm just gonna quickly start with you. I didn't walk, by the way. I just need to get that in there. However, I was part of the support team with community member Sarah and community member Janet, and that in itself was something else. It was absolutely brilliant. Ben, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling today?
You know what? I am. It's now Wednesday. Is it Wednesday, guys?
It's Thursday.
It's now Thursday. So we did this on Saturday and I'm still buzzing. Like, I can't believe that the kind of high that we got from the type 2 happiness that the sober trekker Miles Bingham was talking about a few episodes back on the podcast, I can't believe it's lasted this long, because I've just felt really happy and upbeat and just looking around at my life being like, I love life. Isn't this great? And isn't that great? I've just felt really positive and optimistic all week. And I think it's because the challenge itself, you know, the Yorkshire Three Peaks, I'd actually never heard of it before it was suggested by Claire, our community member. I didn't realise it was a thing that people did. And it's because, you know, I wasn't really into exercise, I wasn't really into the outdoors before I stopped drinking. I have to say, the challenge itself was tough. 25 miles, you know, 12 hours walking. And it was, you know, my feet, I had blisters at the end of it, my knee hurt, and I did a bit of moaning, Shaz. Not
just a
too
bit.
Much moaning, but a bit of moaning about it. But it was just spending 12 hours with people who really wanted to be there and really wanted to complete it. But not only that, just really wanted to find out more about each other and just chat all day. It's a great format for stuff like this, because you're spending 12 hours, you're going to chat to everyone while you're there on the mountainside. And it was just fabulous. And I came away feeling really, really proud. Not just proud of everyone for doing it and completing it, but really proud of us, Shaz, and over the influence. Yeah. And I can't believe that 2 years ago we were sitting around a dining room table, and then 2 years later we're in the mountains with 30 of our community members, a community that we never thought that we'd start. The community happened because people wanted it to happen. Our listeners wanted to come together and chat and meet each other. But I can't believe that 2 years later we're there, to the point where even a member from Australia joined us. Nicole from Brisbane flew across to the UK to come and take part in the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge. I mean, that's just mind-blowing stuff. So yeah, I'm full of happiness and full of pride, actually. It was just incredible. How are you feeling, though? Because you didn't do the walk, but you were, of course, there as our
support
team.
I didn't do the walk. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I was performing in Calendar Girls, Ben, on the stage.
You've mentioned it many times on the premium podcast. I'm not sure how many times on the main podcast.
Anyway, so basically, to cut a very long story short, I wasn't able to take part in the walk because I had to flip between two counties over the weekend. But I was part of the support team with, again, two of our brilliant community members. And for me, it was just everything I hoped the weekend would be and more. It was just fantastic. It was so, so good. And I think now is the time to introduce our community members, because there's people on this call who, you know, I remember many, many months ago took a look at Over the Influence and thought, oh, for God's sake, what is this? What is this nonsense? And I can see that the person, he knows I'm talking about him because he's smirking. What is this shit? And he was there this weekend, part of our community, nailing the walk. Danny, welcome to Over the Influence. How are you?
I'm relieved, Shazza, at the moment that it's not only me on this podcast, because I didn't know what was going to happen tonight. So I've had my arse saved by the community once again. So if Ben's if Ben's dreading the fact there's six of us, I'm really pleased there's six of us. So, yeah, I'm not doing it on my own again. So I'm very pleased to see Neil, Kerry and Sarah. But yeah, I'm good, Shazza, thank you. I was a little bit. I joined in October last year, I think, and it was safe to say, it was fair to say I was a bit sceptical at first when I joined the community, mainly because I'm not on social media, and I've been in some big sort of online sobriety type, you know, groups before, and they tend to be, you know, big faceless communities where you don't really, you know, get the connection with people. So I didn't know what to expect after being a huge fan of the podcast. So I joined, thought I'd give it a go, put my quite fateful first ever post on in the forum, which I still get the piss taken out of me about this day, where I was sort of saying, I'm not quite sure how this is going to go. And then I've ended up being the biggest fan of it that you can get. So, yeah, so I'm a convert, to say the least. So
fabulous. And now you're here, Danny. You listen to the podcast and now you're here on Over the Influence.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, I remember when I first put that post on saying I'm not sure about this. And I thought Sharon commenting on that post was the last thing I expected, because I didn't realise that you and, you know, that Shaz and Ben were so active in the community. So I thought that was the last thing I expected. This is actually the last thing I expected. So I've outdone myself. I really never expected this on top of the Yorkshire Three Peaks. So it's wonderful.
Well, Danny, can you give us a bit of an introduction to you then? You know, not the full kind of, you know, and in 1987 I did this, and in 1988 I did this kind of history, but just a brief history so people listening know a little bit about you. I think we should start off by saying you're the man of many nicknames, but one of the ones that came up over the weekend is that you are now known as Danny the Honest Rambler. When we were going up the second peak, which is, what's the second peak called, Danny?
Wernside, it's called Wernside.
Danny said at the bottom, I call this one the never-ending bastard. And I'll tell you what, he wasn't wrong. It really was. Because it does feel like that hill never ends, doesn't it, Danny? But go on, tell us a bit about you then. Kind of, where'd you come? What's your name? Where'd you come from? Style.
Yeah, Danny, 46, company director. I've worked in finance for 25 plus years. As I said, I've been in and out of sober groups and listening to podcasts and listening to Quit Lit and various stuff for a long time now. For about sort of 8 years. As I said, joined OTI October last year because I thought I was missing the sort of community aspect, because it's not one of the things that we've said on a lot of the Zoom calls, you know, certainly with you, Ben, is it's not just a box that you tick and then you've got it sorted and you move on and that's it. You don't drink anymore. So if you want it out of your life and you want it, I was missing something, and I think I was definitely missing the community aspect of it. So, yeah, so I joined OTI. I hike as a hobby. So even though I am... now I'm sort of famed for complaining now while I'm hiking, because that's I tend to moan about what I'm hiking up when I'm hiking up it, and I fully realise that. Wernside, I've got a lot to say on the bastard, so yeah.
Danny, did you have a good weekend or not? Can we just clarify why the hell you're on this episode?
I had a wonderful weekend, Shazza, and it was quite magical. It was incredible. So I remember saying to Ben, having done this the week before, and obviously what I'm saying, I'm joking about, I love the mountains, I love hiking, the camaraderie side of it. I was waiting to hit a wall all day. I was waiting to keel over, you know, or feel like I was going to keel over, and it didn't happen. And the difference is, it was the camaraderie. It was I'm sure some of my, you know, my fellow community members will agree. I think there's people that got up there because of the rest of the people that were on that and kept going, that probably wouldn't have been able to do it without, you know, I mean, it was such a key part of it. So yeah, I absolutely loved it. It was superb. It was the connection, the laughter, the time spent with people that I've spent dozens of hours on the phone getting to know, you know, before. I mean, well, also I did that many training hikes. I'd met half of them before we did it anyway. So I knew half the community as it was. But it was really special.
Danny, I just want to quickly ask you as well. Despite your cynicism a few months ago, which will never not make us laugh, and we will never not take the piss out of you for it, so thank you for that. You just described the weekend as magical. Could you have imagined that, using that word to describe this community when you first sort of stepped in nervously all those months ago?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not even on Facebook. I'm not on, you know, at the time of joining, I wasn't on LinkedIn. I certainly didn't think I was in the market for new friends. I didn't think I needed any, you know, I mean, when you're a 40-odd-year-old bloke that runs a business, you can tend to live off a bit of cynicism. You know, when you're from the north of England, I was giving something a go. And I was giving something a go because I tried more or less, because, you know, like a lot of people, I've got a pretty stressful existence. You're trying, it was all based around sobriety. I did not think that I'd end up with, you know, with a load of new mates out of it. I didn't think that I'd end up having some of the best days as well in the lead up to just to the Yorkshire Three Peaks that I've had in years. I've been on some spectacular hikes. It wasn't this what just this one isolated day. So no, I didn't think at all. I've amazed myself, to be honest with you, because I didn't know I was that sociable. So, but who'd have thunk it? I am. So no, it's been superb.
Shaz, who are we picking on next then? Where are we going?
Kerry, don't hide. I'm coming your way next. Yeah. I can see you on the Zoom call.
It's got to be Kerry. Kerry, I have to say, this is a woman, Shaz, who we have seen transform over the last 8 months since she joined our community.
Yeah.
Look, she had it together when she was a drinker. She was a great mom. She was a working mom. She turned up. She showed up. But what we've seen in the last 8 months is this kind of confidence come through. And I have to say, Kerry, on the side of that mountain, you were an absolute joy to have around. You didn't stop smiling all day. How are you? Welcome to Over the Influence.
Hi. Oh, thanks for having me. I feel like really privileged that I'm one of the ones who can come and talk about what an amazing, amazing day we had. It was just amazing.
Do you want to start off by telling us a bit about you then, Kerry?
Yeah, so I'm from Lancashire, 45. I've been drinking kind of through most of my adult life, really, but it kind of crept up and became daily, really, in my 30s and kind of crept up to a bottle of wine a day. But in amongst there, I was functioning. I was taking my kids to school, getting them to all the activities they needed to, working. But then realised that it kind of started to dictate a lot of my life, really, that I was sort of planning things around when I'd be drinking or saying I couldn't do things because it'd be after 7 o'clock at night because I would have had a drink by then. So I've been thinking for a while, really, that I wanted to change my relationship with alcohol. I'd been listening to the podcasts and then I started with Sober October and then joined the community. And yeah, and here I am and I can't believe it. I'd never done even, you know, Sober October or Dry January ever before because I wouldn't have made it to week two, just wouldn't have made it to week two and I'd have given in. So yeah, just yeah, life changing really. That's all I can say. It's been life changing.
That's all I can say. Yeah, no biggie. It's just yeah, life changing.
Just life changing.
What changes have you seen, Kerry, in 8 months of doing this? Because, you know, you've had some big events in there. You've done your first girls' holiday abroad on a hen do,
yeah,
no less. Where was it? It wasn't Magaluf, was it?
Marbs.
But, you know, you've had some big events in there that usually would have been big drinking events and, you know, you've stayed alcohol-free. And,
yeah.
Like, what's changed for you then? What has been the life-changing bit?
I think I just, initially, I knew I was going to have to kind of white knuckle it a little bit and I thought I'm gonna have to do this. And at the beginning I thought, is this what it's gonna be like for ever? Is this how it's gonna feel? Because I don't know that I could do this. But it passes. You know, for all those starting out, genuinely that passes, and that nagging voice in your head that says, go on, just have one, you can just have one, it goes. And that, the lack of that noise in my brain is just like amazing. And I didn't realise back then that, like, I was on 75% always, but because that was the normal, I didn't know any different, really. And it's only when the alcohol's gone and it's gone from your system that it's like life's on HD. I keep saying it's like someone's been holding my eyelids open, like, and I've seen everything just in a different way than I did before. So that, and just I'm more present, you know. I don't fall asleep on the sofa mid-film with my kids anymore, you know. I'm there. If somebody needs me to pick them up, I'm there. And I know it seems like a little thing, but I couldn't have been that person before because I was already half a bottle of wine in, really, if someone needed me in an evening. So, yeah, just that, really.
Kerry, you should be dead proud of where you are, because I do. I've got a real soft spot for you and your story, because, you know, I get it. It's simple as that. I just get it. And I've witnessed for myself the amazing changes. And I think every credit to you for doing it, because it is absolutely brilliant. And I remember even before this weekend, it was you that put a post in our forum going, okay, has anybody else done not much training, not feeling too prepared? I think this is going to be awful. And then here we are. You've had an amazing weekend. What did it mean to you being with members of our community? And bear in mind, the majority of people had never met each other in real life before. These are online friendships that we brought to Yorkshire.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had total naivety about the whole walking bit of it. Just put it out there, no clue. I've just thought, it's just walking one foot in front of another. How hard can it be? And then I saw the sides of the flipping mountains and then I realised. So I spent a lot of my time at the back, but at the back with ace people chatting. And like, I was thinking, like, I used to need 3 drinks to go and chat to people that I didn't know. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that before. I didn't think I was able to. But these are people that, in fact, my daughter said to me, did you go walking with friends? And I was like, yeah, I did all that. I absolutely did, because that's how the day felt. It felt like I was walking with friends and just felt totally like I'd known people for years. And since then, I've been thinking, what's that about? Because I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And I was thinking, Shaz and Ben must be vetting all these people before they let them in the community, because how come they're all flipping ace?
We let Danny in.
But I just, you know, everybody was just fantastic. And just the time just went so quick. It was 12 and a half flipping hours, but it didn't matter who was in front of you or who was behind you. You could turn or talk to, like, your friends. And I literally talked to everybody, I think, even though I was, like I said, lurking at the back. It just felt, I don't know, it just felt like a really special day, because I know I need connection in life. I realise that whether it's exercising, I prefer that to be in a group. Whether it's, I don't know, you know, friendships, relationships, whatever, I need to feel connected. And that's what this has given me. That's what I realised on that day, was all these people that I've seen on Zooms and chatted to, I feel connected, and it was just absolutely amazing.
Which is what Over the Influence is all about. You know, we haven't paid you to say that. That is just brilliant. It's about connection, which is just fantastic. And we were just having a discussion a little bit earlier, myself and Ben. I've been Zooming with Ben since 4 o'clock this afternoon, by the way.
It's been sick of me, aren't you?
Bloody long day. You should have seen the size of his agenda. Jesus Christ.
Me and Shaz were talking about the future of Over the Influence, and I put together an agenda so that we didn't waste our time.
But what did you call it, Ben?
Well, I called it the Abender, just to make you laugh.
See what he did there?
And you went, we used to do benders, we don't do them anymore. I was like, no, it's a play on words with agenda. He just didn't like it. You did get it, he just didn't like it.
But I
sent an email
earlier.
It was too long for Shaz's phone to open. That's how many points were on the agenda for the future.
And we were Zooming for 2 hours and we've still not got, I think we tackled a third of it.
Yeah,
anyway, I digress. This isn't
we
the place
digress,
or the time.
No.
We were talking about Over the Influence and this group, and of course we were thinking back to the weekend and on our plans for the future. What it really illustrated to us, aside from the connection that you've just mentioned there, Kerry, is that everybody's bloody normal. So when you stop drinking, people point the finger at what's wrong with you? What was your rock bottom? How bad did it get? Why are you abnormal? It was none of that this weekend, none of it. And there's none of it in our community. It's simply people who have made a decision for whatever reason and whatever scale to say, you know what, taking a break from booze from the time being. And guess what, Kelsa Priest? Everybody is absolutely normal. And that's what the weekend was. Except you didn't have to justify why you weren't picking up a drink, you know, why you weren't just having one. And for us, that's what it's all about, Kerry.
Yeah. And, you know, since then, like, I've been buzzing since that day, but I feel very grateful for, I suppose, like, that gratitude or those words. But, like, we say it, but genuinely, these last few days, I feel really grateful that I'm part of this and I've met such amazing people. And, like you say, everybody's normal, everybody's just down to earth. Literally, we could have chatted, well, we did chat all day, but I could have chatted with any one of them all day, because everyone was just fantastic.
You know what? Ian, who was on the podcast last week, 2 years alcohol free, Ian Thirlbeck was on the walk with us. I think he mentioned it on the podcast, actually. Did we talk about it last week? We must have done. We've been talking about it loads.
We did. We were talking about the build up to it, weren't we?
Yes, of course. He put a post in our forum, which I think ties really nicely into that. He said that he's been thinking, kind of, he didn't quite realise what was so good about the weekend. He said, "I've sussed out what was so good about it. There was no bullshit, no bravado, no egos. Everyone was just nice, relaxed in their own skin. And that, my friends, for me, is what this alcohol-free journey is all about." Let's get another buzzword in there, Ian says. Authenticity. It's taken me a while to digest it, but that's what we all have in common. When you stop drinking, for me, you let down your guard. You're vulnerable, but at the same time, you're safe. You true to yourself and you're honest with others. And when you're true to yourself, then you can't go very far wrong. What a wise man Ian is. But isn't that it is true, isn't it? Everyone, it doesn't matter what your background is, where you come from, what you do, what your family situation is. The fact is that everyone's just comfortable with who they are, and that was it was fabulous. It's so nice that we can all turn up, and that's why we can be come away and say that we can't believe how quickly we started getting on with everybody. It's because we're all open to it and we all kind of buy into that philosophy, and it's just bloody fabulous. You meet another member?
Yeah, so I'm not too sure if this member is part of Over the Influence. I can't quite tell. I mean, he's got the medal around his neck with OTI on it. He's wearing an Over the Influence t-shirt. He's drinking out of the Over the Influence mug. I mean, Neil, you're merched up to the eyeballs. That is brilliant. Welcome to the podcast. How the hell are you?
I'm very well. This, can I just say, this is insane, by the way. I've been listening to this for over 12 months now, and to be on it is it's an absolute honour. So thank you very much for the invite. I'm good, thank you. Quick introduction: my name's Neil. I'm 47 years old, live in Northamptonshire. Married for 24 years, two kids in their early 20s. Well, not kids, are they? They're two adults in their 20s. My drinking background is, if there was a spectrum from a non-drinker to a problematic drinker, I sit slap bang in the middle of that. Like Ben, no rock bottom, but alcohol adds no value to my life whatsoever. Been sober curious for a number of years. If I actually look back, it's since I was probably about 18. A good friend of mine stopped drinking at that age, and I always thought that was a really cool thing to do. So my whenever I used to do sponsored events or giving up drink for Lent or dry Januaries, etc., it was always alcohol that I turned to stop. So it's always been on my radar, really. Done various stints before, anything from 6 months, and I've managed a year and a half before as well, but had the bright idea, this would get Shaz going, of maybe moderating.
Yeah,
that went belly up really quickly. So again, had a go at stopping. So last year, during lockdown, it kind of ramped up a bit. Not drinking loads and loads and loads, but certainly a daily drinker. And then you're just getting a bit more lethargic as the days go on, and you're kind of looking where you're perhaps flipping a top off a beer at 7 o'clock. I was kind of looking at 4 o'clock in the afternoon thinking, nothing's going on, we're not allowed to go anywhere. And then whether it's because of my, unlike Danny, I am on social media. And I think whether it's your phone listens to you or your laptop, but these things listen and they know that I was sober curious, and in your newsfeed it pops up OTI. And I remember Shaz from one of the other forums, and I thought, oh yeah, I'll give this a listen. And I did, fell in love with it, binge listened it, loads of episodes, series one and two, and then series three is obviously a continuous one.
It never stopped, Neil.
Exactly. And then on the 18th of July last year, I finished my last beer. In fact, I poured half of it away. And then the 19th of July was my day one. So I'm coming up for, this week will be 11 months.
Your day one, though, is the same as the Over the Influence community day one. You are one of our originals. You've been with us since day one.
Yeah.
What's it been like then, this last 11 months for you as a member of our community?
Honestly, to see it grow the way it has. I mean, you've been saying, you've been, as you would say, wanging on since day one about giving it your whole arse and throwing yourself in. And that's exactly what I did. My previous stints of going alcohol-free, like Danny, was missing a community, was missing that the peer support and the support network around it. And I thought, right, okay, I'll give it a go. To the point where I, a little bit guarded to start with, my username in here was The Sober Cyclist. And then very quickly, within, I think, a few weeks, I said, no, these people need to know my name. you know, my name's Neil. I'm not a sober cyclist, although I do cycle and I don't drink, but my name is Neil. And it's because of these Zooms, you know, the chat forums, the forum itself, the advice that's on there, and it was really, really relaxed and friendly. And that's what sort of sold it to me, really. And then, you know, the more that people help you, the more you want to help others. And I fell into that kind of category really quickly. And yeah, I love it. It's you know, without wanting to sound cheesy or cliche, it was the game changer. It was the missing part for me. Yeah, I'm really happy to be part of it.
We're really happy that you're part of it. Really, really happy that you're part of it, because obviously you're a really important member of our community. You've spent this weekend in Yorkshire having an absolute ball. I mean, I can say that. I didn't do the walking. It looked great. I'm sure you had a great
time. You ran part of it up the hill. You came up to encourage us.
Oh, I did about 10 minutes, Neil. I
in your shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, then I had to sit down and have a brew.
In fact, Shaz, can I ask you a question? Was Neil the member that you saw coming towards you first because of his bright blue trainers that he was wearing on the mountain? One of the things I loved about that day, oh, there they are, he's got them on Zoom. One of the things I loved is that you could always see where Neil was.
No.
You just look up and go, yep, there's his trainers.
No.
And you know what? His sons took the mickey out of him for those trainers.
They're
know,
great trainers.
They mercilessly slaughtered Neil all week because of those bright blue trainers, didn't they, Neil?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact,
what did they say? They look like something that Elton John would wear.
Well,
why are you wearing the proper Smurf shoes?
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrible.
I mean, they're proper. Actually, they're proper trail trainers. But the problem is, you can't get any in a decent colour. They're all really garish. So the first time I wore them, one of my sons said, "Are they Crocs? Are you wearing Crocs?" No,
there's
I'm not wearing
Crocs.
There's
nothing wrong with your trainers, Neil.
Listen,
they've been down those mountains.
I'm telling you, I'm framing them.
You should be really,
excellent.
Really proud. We love having you as a community member.
Thank you.
Just sum up the weekend, if possible. What did it mean to you?
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not religious. I'm not woo-woo. But there was actually something spiritual about it. Honestly, the way that the feeling. So when we get there was a bit of anxiety, you know, beforehand, maybe a bit of apprehension, because I've only seen these guys on a Zoom call. I've met some in real life. But actually, all that blew away. So there was no handshakes. It was hugs. It was man hugs. And that started on the Friday night when we came to see Shaz play in Calendar Girls. We met up with some of them. And that just set the weekend off an absolute treat. I'm so happy we did that, because it was just I was a little bit, we're only going to get maybe a few hours sleep, and I've got to walk 25 miles. But we're glad
no
we did
biggie.
That.
No biggie.
And it was great. It was great. I'm so happy we did that. And I had my wife with me as well. She came along to do the three, because there was a couple of places became available. Happened to say to her, you know, do you want to come along? Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I think of the 12 hours, I perhaps only spent a couple of hours with her. But, you know, so she had an insight into how I feel and the connection and the conversations and everything around alcohol-free life. And she had an insight into that, and it absolutely blew her away as well. So, you know, thanks to everyone for making her feel welcome. But, yeah, and in fact, beforehand, because she hadn't done any training, it was perhaps just going to be one or two of the peaks she was going to do. But a little bit like Danny said, you know, it was the connection and the conversations and the encouragement of everybody, the reason she smashed the three peaks. But yeah, it was great. And the fact that, yeah, there was 25, 30 of us that did it, I actually felt like all of us were there. That's what, when this whole spiritual, all of us were there. And one of my concerns also before it was, how am I going to feel after it? We've been looking forward to this and looking forward to this. Am I going to fall off am I going to fall off a mountain at the end of it emotionally, because what have I got to look forward to? But actually, I've been riding the high all week, and it's going to continue. And the connections that were made up on their mountains was off the scale.
Neil, can I ask about Ali, your wife's reflections on it? As somebody who is on the outside of Over the Influence, but got to see exactly what it was all about. I didn't talk to Ali much about her kind of drinking, but is she a natural moderator? One of these people who can take it or leave it?
Yeah, she is.
Wind me up.
Yeah, she honestly, it's ridiculous. And but yeah, I think the last time she had a drink was probably about 2 months ago. For celebration, she'll have something in the house very, very rarely.
So what were her kind of insights then into, bearing in mind, you know, we're a group of people who all met because we decided to give up alcohol. Like, did she think it was a bit odd that you were meeting your friends from the internet who you spend every Friday night with, you know, on Zoom? Like, what does she think about the whole thing?
Well, it's difficult to say, really, to put into words, because she, you know, she's always been really encouraging when I've had stints of going alcohol-free. In fact, the last one, when I said, I'm going to have a drink tonight, when the last time I broke my alcohol-free run a couple of years ago, she said, are you, you know, how are you going to feel tomorrow? How will that make you feel? And at the time I was, well, you know, I'll be all right. I'll live with it. But she always knew there was something missing, and she wouldn't sort of dismiss the fact that, oh, here he goes again, he's giving it another go. She was always really, really encouraging. When I've, like, we would call it our internet friends, you know, I said, I've got a Zoom tonight, or I've got a Zoom at lunchtime, etc. She's never sort of said, oh God, here we go again. She's always been really encouraging of it. And when she got to meet everybody at the weekend, she understands why. She understands that this was what was missing. Yeah, it was great. And to talk about, just if I can quickly on Kerry, if I may, is that, you know, she managed this walk without any training. She had a relative in hospital. And then coming down the third mountain, I was behind her, a phone goes. And it was a child saying, what have I got for my tea? You know, so you talk about normal life, it still goes on and you still deal with it. And her answer was far calmer than what mine would have been. You know, mine, I'm just coming off the third of a fucking great mountain and you want to know what's... But she was calm, she dealt with it all, so it was, you know...
I was holding on with both hands. I said, I have to hang up because I need both my hands.
Normal life goes on and you can just deal with stuff alcohol-free with a clarity and you just, you know, go on with it. So it was a perfect weekend and this week has just been... It's been lovely.
Neil, you're a flipping legend. Thank you so much. And please, every time we see you on Zoom, just wear what you're wearing tonight, the T-shirt, the medal.
I've not taken them off.
It's amazing. You should be really proud. And thank you as well for what you give back to our community. Seriously, you're a huge part of what we do. We couldn't do it without you.
Big up yourself. Thank you very much, Shaz and Ben.
Hi, this is Ben, and just wanted to take a quick break to tell you about one of my favourite parts of the Over the Influence community, our thriving alcohol-free forum discussion boards. Essentially, this part of OTI is like Facebook, but the best bit is that it's not Facebook. The OTI community is a safe space for you to post your updates about your own alcohol-free journey to a community of supportive and positive people who share your same purpose, to live a better life alcohol-free. From celebrating wins to posting interesting resources, this part of the OTI community is constantly buzzing with messages, replies and conversation. And look, we'd love for you to be a part of it. If this sounds up your street, go to overtheinfluence.co.uk now and sign up to be one of our fabulous OTI community members. Of course, we're always posting in there too and replying to your comments. And of course, when you join, don't forget to post in our Introduce Yourself forum to tell us and our other community members your story. Finally, by becoming an OTI member, you're of course also supporting us and our mission here at Over the Influence to encourage as many people as we can to try giving up alcohol by singing about the joys of sobriety. So, thank you. Right, on with the episode. Last but not least, we're going to go and meet a woman who I think I freaked out on Saturday. We turned up to one of the checkpoints and Sarah was there with a van. And I went, oh my God, Sarah, I've been thinking about you for the last 2 hours. Thinking I just desperately wanted a cup of tea and a slice of cake from Sarah's van. Because Sarah, you didn't do the walk on Saturday, but you were there in Yorkshire. You came all the way from down south in your camper van with your two dogs to be, along with Janet and Sharon, OTI support team. First of all, welcome to Over the Influence. Tell us a bit about you.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. How can I follow that lot? I can't. It's such a pleasure and a privilege like no other to be on this call and to be part of this group. It's just amazing. When this little tiny seed was planted by Claire, that, you know, she wanted to walk the Three Peaks and did anybody want to do it with her? And then all of a sudden, the lid blew off it. you know, I just thought, oh, I'd love to do that because I've climbed a couple of mountains in my time, but I've had a recent hip replacement. And I thought, oh, so I went on the call when it was being set up. And I sat there thinking, I just don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. And then all of a sudden, a little sort of light bulb moment happened. And I thought, well, what I have got is a camper van and two dogs. Maybe I could just be the support vehicle.
Don't use the word just. We don't like the word just.
All right, maybe I'll be the support vehicle then with my dogs, who I couldn't find anyone to look after, so they had to come as well. But actually, they were a great bit of comfort for certain people who just wanted to sit down in the van and use the dogs as an excuse to have a rest and cuddle them.
That was my brother, by the way.
It was your brother, Shaz, yeah. It was your brother, David. Thank you, David. It was much appreciated by both my dogs, who haven't forgotten. So the seed was planted for me to do the support. And it was arranged that somebody was going to come and help me, but unfortunately she had to pull out. So another OTI member, Janet, very kindly offered to come along and support me. Oh, my God, what a day. What a day we had. You know, I have never met Janet. I have seen Janet on, I think, a couple of Zooms. This is the connection that OTI does. This is what it's like. I met Janet twice, I think, on a Zoom. Never met her. Didn't know anything about her. Didn't even know where she lived. Apparently, she lives quite close to where we were going, which was handy. But anyway, we met actually at the theatre the night before, watching Shaz doing her sing-along. And
sing-along? Did he sing-along?
She's a diva
sing,
now.
Did she? Didn't even
Sorry,
sing.
Yeah.
Jeez, I spent 5 months now, being an actress. Sing-along, Sarah.
I've been listening.
Where are my dubs? Where are my white-only flowers?
Did he sing?
I've been listening to Calendar Girls for the last 4 days. It's all in my head up here. Anyway, beside the point, moving on. So Janet and
You saw Shaz do karaoke on the Friday night. I did. And then Saturday morning came.
She didn't even bloody sing.
I mean, I'm going to start removing people from this call if this continues.
So disappointed that she wasn't singing. Anyway, Janet and I sat in my camper van for 13 hours. I have never had such a fantastic day with somebody that I've never met. I'm welling up even thinking about it. Never met before in my life. She was the best company. We put the world to rights. We discussed everything about OTI and every reason why we've stopped drinking and the reasons behind everything that we do these days. It was an absolute pleasure. And we made a lot of tea. Huge number of cups of tea and a huge number of biscuits. It was just a blast. And I just felt, you know, I felt when Janet and I parted company that evening that I just made a friend for life. We're always going to keep in touch. We'll hopefully do something else similar in the years to come. And it's just been, I'm still beaming. And I didn't even do the bloody trek, you know, jaunt up the hills. I literally sat in my camper van and made tea. And it was just the best day ever that I think I've had of connection with all these people who were just out there for one goal and one goal only, and that's to do this without a drop of alcohol in their blood. It was brilliant. It was absolutely
without a drop of alcohol, but my God, you were so love with that teapot, Sarah.
It was Ian's teapot. Ian, who was on the podcast last week, he brought the teapot. Thank God for the teapot. There would have been bags everywhere, I tell you, otherwise it could have been a real messy affair. But Ian's teapot saved the day, and my kettles, I had to buy an extra kettle, but my kettles didn't boil fast enough. That was the only problem we had. But we sorted out, by the time we'd done peak one, we sorted out a system. So we had a system for peak two, a bottom of peak two. And by the time we got to the bottom of peak three, we didn't really care, to be fair. There was tea bags everywhere. I came home, I found tea bags in places that I didn't know tea bags would get into. I cleaned the van out.
But it's not a rude podcast, Sarah. This is a very family-friendly, well, it's not family-friendly, but it's... let's keep it PG,
Ben.
Love.
Oh, I see what you... Oh, was that a joke, Ben?
Yeah, it was a gag. It was a gag, Shaz.
He's good, isn't he? He is good.
Thanks, mate. Thank you, Neil.
We've had Yorkshire tea. There. I mean, you know, we tried our best to do that. And it was just wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I think it's so important what you're saying, Sarah, about yourself and Janet as well, who I know is not speaking on this podcast, but she's watching it. Hello, Janet. And from the hearts of all our bottoms, thank you for being a huge part of what occurred at the weekend. But as Sarah was saying there, you didn't have to be doing the trek to get something out of it. I spent a fair bit of time sat on my fat ass drinking tea and eating biscuits in the support vehicle. It was hard at times. It was hard giving you a round of applause, you know, exerting myself. But just being with you both and spending that time, and then obviously spending time with our community members, for me, and I know for Ben as well, it was It was just everything we wanted Over the Influence to be. I can see Ben frowning and rubbing his forehead.
I'm just thinking, Sarah, someone's listening to this going, bollocks. Because, you know, I'd get anxiety if someone said to me, you've got to spend 13 hours with one person. And if you throw in there, oh, by the way, you've met them briefly on Zoom calls, but you've never met in real life, but you have to spend 13 hours. What did you talk about?
Like, what? Now that is a deeply dark, deep dark secret that only Janet...
What was discussed in the camper van stays in the camper van.
I was in the camper van for a couple of hours, by the way.
We behaved ourselves then. We behaved ourselves for the short time that we were lucky to have you on board. No, honestly, you know, my journey with OTI, it came to its absolute... It was just the pinnacle of everything that OTI stands for in the journey that I've had with OTI, and I've been an OTI member for as long as OTI have virtually been here. You've been
with us pre-OTI, before it was even a thing.
I was here pre-OTI. I joined in April 2020. I'm now, I will be on this coming Sunday, 2 years alcohol free.
Where has
that time gone to? You know, where has that time gone to? And I could not have done it, hand on heart, without you lot, Shaz, Ben, Neil, you know, you're my rocks. And, you know, not saying others of you aren't either, you know, others watching this call, no. But, you know, it's just been absolutely critical in my alcohol-free adventure. I don't use the word journey because I hate it. But yeah, 2 years on Sunday. And I too started by listening to a podcast. And then I went back and listened to the four that I'd missed before. I was painting my house. I painted more of my house because of the podcast than anything else, because I had all this time to do in lockdown. So I painted every room in the bloody house listening to OTI. And so I've got a lovely clean house and decided to join. And then obviously the community launched last year. And I think I can honestly say, and I'm sure people will agree with me, that I've made some of my best friends through this community. You know, I've got plenty of friends, as we all have outside the community. But the relationships and the friendships you make in this sort of community are, you can't beat them. They are absolutely true to life. You know, they're authentic. They, you know, if you want to, like with Janet and I on Saturday, you know, we talked as if we'd known each other forever, you know. And where can you say that about anybody else? It was such a privilege to be part of that group, that part of that weekend. And okay, we didn't climb the mountains, but we climbed our own mountains in our own little ways, and it was just wonderful. And I will always be eternally grateful to OTI for really getting, I did hit rock bottom, and it got me out of it. On the back of that, I've sort of achieved more than I could ever have imagined achieving. So I just love the bones of it. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
Seriously. It can get so weirdly emotional at times. I was saying, but we are all completely normal, honestly, but I'm like really over the edge.
I was driving back down the M6 on Sunday morning, listening to Calendar Girls soundtrack and singing along to the top of my voice. I mean, God knows what anybody else must have thought when we were sitting in traffic and the windows were down. I love that soundtrack. It's brilliant. But, you know, all I could think about was, I had the biggest grin on my face, because what a weekend, you know, what a weekend. And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to OTI. It just says everything about it. It's just that connection with the community is, you can't beat it. It's just brilliant.
I'd like to throw this to the floor. I don't mind who jumps in. But I think with Over the Influence, look, you know, we're all part of it. We've never done the hard sell at Over the Influence. We haven't paid you to be here. We haven't told you to say things today. But you're all kind of saying the same thing keeps coming up, isn't it? Which is the importance of connection. Of course, if you want to connect with us, overtheinfluence.co.uk. But that's not the question I want to ask. I think if somebody's out there, whether you want to join us or not, why do you guys think it's important to find people to do this with? Why is it important to find people that share this kind of same purpose as you? Who wants to go? Who wants to jump in?
I'll jump in while people are thinking. Am I loud?
Okay. Yes, yes, you are, Sarah. Thank
is
you
that
for
okay? asking. I haven't put my hand up there, Ben. This is what he does to me.
At the back, Sharon Hart.
Thank you. For me, I think it's really important to find people that simply get it. Then you don't feel like you are a complete freak of nature, that you are a social leper for just making a decision to change things. It's so important that you don't feel like you are on your own. You know, I remember when I stopped drinking, I was just sat there thinking, I'm the only person in the world that's doing this. Everybody else is still drinking a bottle of wine tonight, and I'm the only person in the world doing it. Actually, when you find the people that get it, and when you are vocal about your choices and about sobriety, and you start singing about it, dear God, you are not the only one. You are not the only one, and you can have a ball, an absolute ball, when you find those people. Over and out. Thank you. Sarah's got a hand up.
I think for me, the one thing about Over the Influence that I think is more special than any other community that exists out there is the fact that it doesn't matter whether you're on day one, day 100, day 1000, 2, 3, 4, 7 years in some people's case down the line, everybody is welcome. You know, if you have a difficult time, if you God forbid you stumble and fumble, as we've all done, how many day ones have we all had? You know, there are the most enormous number of people to pick you up and dust you off and get you going again. And that to me is what the community is all about. It's not necessarily about numbers. It's not necessarily about, you know, how much money have we saved, how many calories haven't we drunk or whatever. It's about the fact that it doesn't matter where you are in this journey, you are welcome in this community. And I just think it's gold dust for that very reason. You know, it's just massive support to anybody who wants to give this a go.
I think for me, Shazza, it was just the again, I'm not particularly the sort of person who gets upset what other people think about my, you know, my choosing not to drink. So I didn't need the support in that sort of way. All of that aside, the Zoom, it's the laugh that I had at the weekend. I'm aware that I've come across on my favourite podcast like I just moaned for 12 hours. I didn't just moan for 12 hours. There was a purpose to it. But just meeting Neil and Neil's wife, again, I had one of the best times. Do you know what I mean? I'd met Neil beforehand, and he'd driven 2.5-3 hours, whatever it was, to come, you know, to come for a hike on a Tuesday morning. These people will do for me. If I look at, you can remove the enthusiasm. And I've said Neil's like a cocker spaniel. He's one of the most enthusiastic people I've ever met. He just loves everything, and it is so contagious. It's so contagious that I couldn't not have a laugh and a good time. So I think aside from the sort of support, the camaraderie, the solidarity, all of those sorts of words, it's just the laugh. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's they do get it. They are sort of, you know, they are a special bunch, because it takes quite some character to do sort of 7 hours in the car and an 8 hour hike on it. So yeah, I think that's the. I'm not a needy bloke. I didn't think I needed it, but Christ, it's been a breath of fresh air.
And don't worry, Danny, I'll send you your goodnight text tonight before you go.
Yes, yeah,
okay, 10 o'clock on the dot, as every night. Okay, Danny? Speak to you later on.
Kerry's got a hand up.
I was thinking that it's about, obviously it's about finding your tribe, but it's about that safety in numbers, and there's something very safe that this feels very safe. So it kind of feels like a little duvet around you when you're feeling low. Do you know what I mean? And it just kind of keeps you going at those low points, but then kind of picks you up and celebrates when you've got those highs. And that's the thing, you know, not drinking, it is ups and downs. There is bumps along the road. And, you know, it for me, it's quite liberating to be able to be open and vulnerable and share those things in a way that feels totally safe and totally comfortable. And I just don't think you kind of could get that anywhere else.
That's amazing. Kerry, thank you so much. Neil?
Yeah. And I think it helps you be accountable. So if you're in a sticky situation, I'm going out tonight, or, you know, how am I going to do? No, I would be thinking, what would Danny do in this position? What would Sarah do? What would Kerry do? What would, you know, so when you have that as a foundation, you're pretty much there of cracking it, because you're not on your own. You've at any point, even if you don't message a forum, if you're out that night saying, oh, I'm really struggling, you know, there's drinks going around, I'm triggered all over the shop here. You just put yourself in a position, well, what would such and such do? How would you feel about that if they had done something? What would be the advice you give them? And then you relive that yourself. And just to echo what the others have said about the weekend, anyone who says alcohol-free life is dull and boring, if you could have experienced a tenth of what we went through at the weekend, you'd be laughing and you'd be enjoying it and the connection. And the other thing you've got to remember is maybe it's sort of some of the anxieties that we had going into it. We've been locked down for 2 years. We've been told to stay away from each other. Yet there's 30 of us turning up on a bloody mountainside who have only met each other on Zoom. Some of us, handful of us, have met in real life. And, you know, so you could be triggered or anxiety that way. All that went out the bloody window within the first 2 seconds of meeting each other. And you're straight into conversations and connecting straight away.
I don't really think you need me to wrap up because everybody has just said, they've said it all. Neil, thank you. Sarah, you're a legend. Thank you. Kerry, what a woman. Danny, I mean, where to start? Thank you for being here, all of you. You all bring so much to the group and so much to each other. And just hearing you all talk for the last, 60 minutes or so about what this weekend and this community has meant to you. We could not have said it better ourselves. I know I sound like a stuck record. I've been saying it on the Insta story. We've been saying it throughout this episode of the podcast, but it's true. It's everything that sums up Over the Influence. It's about connection. It's about support. It's about inspiration and it's about motivation. And as well this weekend, I think one of the key things that has come out of it all is that it's about friendship. Yes, everybody met online and yes, that's how you first get together. And yes, it can seem really, really daunting. We've moved those friendships into IRL in real life and it has paid dividends. We are now on with organising next year's programme of events. Watch this space if you want any more info about what we do in the community. Have a look at overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Do I get to keep these then if you're talking to Reese? Can I?
keep those bright blue trainers, Neil.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Sharon from Over the Influence. And if you love this, our free podcast, then I'd love you to give our premium podcast a try. So the feedback from our members is that it's unfiltered and funny. And if you sign up now, you've got a whole back catalogue of episodes to go at. There are no guests on the premium pod. It is just us talking about all things booze-free. The good, the bad, and the sometimes downright ugly. It is cheap as chips, and it will only cost you a fiver a month. So if you would like an extra dose of Over the Influence in your ears, just head to overtheinfluence.supercast.com. Or if you fancy joining our online community, which would cost you a fiver a week, you'll get the premium pod as part of your membership with us. And if we do say so ourselves, it is one of the most friendliest, supportive places on the internet. You can find out all about what we do overtheinfluence.co.uk. Get involved. It's all about you.